and attention to the breath. With every inhale, feeling the great vitality, the wondrous building blocks of the universe, the chi pouring through you. With every exhale, letting go of whatever needs to be let go of. Inhaling radiant light and exhaling all physical tension. So with your inhale, explore the body and see where are you holding your tension. And with the exhale, give the gentle command, let go. Let go of physical tension. Now switch the meditation, let go of emotional tension, give the deep mind the command on every exhale. Now switch the meditation, let go of mental tension. Now rest the mind gently on the breath, just noting gentle inhale and exhale. And feel yourself to be suspended in an infinite sea of light, warm sea of light, rising and falling gently with your breath, the mind without limit. Now at a great distance in front of you, you see a magnificent, piercing green light. Very tiny, but it starts to move towards you, and there's something about it that really thrills you. You feel like there's some kind of magnetic connection between you and this light. And as it moves towards you, your heart becomes more and more excited about it until you realize that it's Tara, green Tara, because you can see her body, even though you can see through her, it's like a rainbow. She doesn't really have solid form, and yet she's very, very distinct. And this light is the light that's radiating from her and surrounding her like a halo. As she moves towards you, you see every detail. First thing you notice is her eyes. You just love her eyes because they're so loving and they're so accepting. You can just feel every cell of your body relax in her presence because she loves you so much. You look at her beautiful hair and reflect for a moment on her freedom and the top knot on her head, her accomplishment. Covered with gems and jewels, you know that she does not avoid life. She adorns herself with life. And the jewels in her crown bespeak of the arising of emotional power revealed as wisdom as she moves with great enlightened activity through the world. See the gestures that she makes to remind you. Her right hand extended in generosity, giving all that is needed, and her left hand gesturing, "Fear not, I am a true source of refuge," covered with silks, her right leg extended outward, swift to go to anyone who calls out to her, seated on a beautiful rainbow lotus and a beautiful moon cushion, radiating her light and love into you. And as it pours into you, you feel yourself completely let go of your burden. Whatever it may be, it simply falls away. It cannot stand in the face of such radiance. All of your preoccupations, preconceptions, everything just melts away automatically. You feel the intense and magnificent freedom. As the light continues to pour into you, you realize you also are made of light, and your light body assumes the form of Tara. So you feel your light body gesturing, your right hand. I give all that is needed. As a mother, your left hand. Fear not. I am a true source of refuge. Your eyes, looking out into all humankind, you realize you can see everything about everyone. You see their aspirations, their accomplishments, their confusion, and their pain. And you pour your love into every being, encouraging them to take the next step into awakening. You feel yourself to be covered with gems and jewels, for all of life's experiences adorn you. The silks on your body bespeak of your willingness to attract others to you in order to bless and benefit them. And you feel yourself to be infinitely magnetic, irresistible. Seated on a lotus and a moon seat, made of light, all of you made of light, every bit of you made of light. Light radiating from your heart. And as this light pours through you, you see appearing around you 21 emanations of your magnificent power. Directly in front of you, Red Tara, swift protection, reminding you of your ability to move swiftly and clearly. And next to her, White Tara, beautiful, like a full moon, wisdom, creative wisdom. And next to her, Green Gold Tara, impeccable virtue. Next to her, All Victorious Tara, brilliantly gold, powerful. White Gold Tara next to her, sublime intelligence. And you feel the structure of intelligence within you as well. Brilliantly Red Tara, number 6, worthy of honor. Powerful, demanding the respect of women, the equality of women, and the respect of our own feminine nature. Each one of us. And then blue-black Tara of courage, invincible courage, and we feel it in our body. It doesn't matter what life presents us, we meet it with invincible courage. Then gold Tara, destroying negative thought, negative emotion. We can see her clearly, her ferocious, frowning face, telling us that we can conquer our inner demons. We can overcome our inner demons. We have everything we need to do that. And then, beautiful green Tara, with the purple shadows of the sandalwood forest surrounding her. Beautiful green Tara, telling us that we are a source of refuge, that we can inspire, uplift, protect, and encourage others on their journey to awakened mind. And then beautiful, brilliant red Tara, joy and laughter, sound penetrating into the heart of everything, awakening us, allowing us to engage in life with a good sense of humor. And next to her, blue-black Tara, halfway around the circle we are, blue-black Tara, the distributor of wealth, commanding the protectors of the world to distribute the wondrous wealth that surrounds all of us. And then next to her, golden Tara of auspicious beauty, radiating so much light, we feel the abundance of her blessing. And next to her, then, the next step, that brilliant red-black Tara, irresistible truth, pulling us away from our confusion, helping us to see the essence of the way things are. And next to her, almost around the circle we are, Vaitara, serene peace, humming, and with that beautiful hum of laugh and light, helping us to let go of our guilt and fear. And next to her, the powerful destroyer of attachment, brilliant coral red. And next to her, like dancing flames, bliss and joy. And then the white Tara, who is adorned with peacock feathers, our transformer of poison. We can go to the deepest level of our psyche and liberate the energy. And next to her, brilliant white Tara, surrounded with a red glow, the remover of sorrow, who wakes us up from our grief with her joy. And next to her, the copper Tara, the mountain-dwelling mendicant, the one who seeks the remedy for our group confusion, our group karma, to heal and nourish us in every way. And right next to her, completing the circle, the white Tara of fulfillment, complete enlightenment. All of these radiant Taras surrounding us, vibrating with light and love. And then with another burst of light, thousands of bodies emanate from our heart, filling the sky, each one of them, their own color, their own quality, each one of them engaged in the precious work of bringing blessing and awakening. And then all of these thousands of Taras melt into the 21. And the 21 melt into the Tara in front of us. And the Tara in front of us melts into us. Our beautiful, glorious Tara body. At the center of our heart is a brilliant gem of light inside the heart of a small Tara who is sitting on a rainbow lotus and moon seed right in the center of our heart. And the light that's radiating from that gem is producing the sound of the mantra, which is spinning around her. That is like a beautiful, beautiful golden river of light. Chant the mantra. And as we chant the mantra and the light fills our body, we think of those loved ones that we are deeply concerned with, who have some kind of physical challenge or emotional challenge. We're going to bring them into our heart so that they are wearing our body like a cloak or like a coat. And they are in the center, along with Tara and this jewel, they're in the center, surrounded by this seething river of ocean light, being healed and nourished by the power of our practice. Nare tu tare ture soha. So the image of your beloved melts. Your body melts into your heart melts into the mantra. The mantra melts into Tara at your heart, the Tara at your heart melts into the gem of light, the lotus, the moon seed, everything melts into the gem of light, which gets fainter and fainter until it completely disappears. Arise in the body of Tara, opening your arms, reaching into the heavens, gathering star juice, pour it into the body, filling the body with light and love, reaching, gathering, nourishing, filling the body with light, opening, gathering, pouring the light and energy deep into the body, holding your hands in front of your body, creating a chi ball with gentle patting motions, every opening dissolve into the blue sky, every closing arise, ball between your hands, and as you continue to pat it, it gets more and more dense with light and energy. So you couldn't close your hands unless you want, even if you wanted to. And then you think of your body, what little area needs some extra attention. And take that ball of light, deliver it. And then holding your hands with every opening, see that part of your body dissolve into light and merge with the blue sky. And every closing, reappear in wholeness. These are the three gestures of La Chi, self-healing. This is your time. Use it to heal your body. Opening into the infinite blue sky, gathering the power and the joy, and delivering it to this beloved for their nourishment and their healing. And as you do so, you think, there's someone just like me, someone who wants to be happy and healthy. Let me gather the power of the universe. Distributed to this beloved for their nourishment and their healing. And as you do so, you think powerful, affirmative thoughts. He nourished. He healed. Blood is plentiful. Energy is plentiful. Whatever it is you wish for this beloved, send it to them with the power of the universe.